Hi there, and welcome to the last TXF Weekly News podcast of 2023. I'm Ralph Ivey, and I'll be your host as we go through the headlines for this week in export and commodity finance. At txfnews.com, you can find a new feature on troubles in the US offshore wind market as borrowers struggle with rising supply chain costs as well as the cost of debt, and an interview with CGI on the next generation of trade digitization. Now, in export and project finance, this week has been dominated by news coming out of COP28, not least the announcement of a new net zero alliance launched by 8 ECAs, Sweden's SEK and EKN, the Export and Investment Fund of Denmark, UK Export Finance, Export Development Canada, Kazakh Export, Etihad Credit Insurance and SESKE have committed to transitioning all operational and attributable greenhouse gas emissions from their business activities to net zero by mid-century, with publicly disclosed intermediate targets for 2030. They will also end new direct support for the fossil fuel sector by the end of 2024. Meanwhile, Friends of Earth has filed a complaint with the OECD against US Exim's ongoing support for oil and gas projects. The group claims that taxpayer dollars are being used to violate government promises to end public finance for fossil fuels, but US Exim states that it is required to comply with congressional rules that prevent it from discriminating its support based on industry or business. Eneti, the wind turbine specialist, has signed a new green loan for $436 million with support from Kexim, KSure and Exfin. Credit Agricole and Societe Generale co-arranged the facility, which will finance 65% of the purchase cost of two new-build wind turbine installation vessels. The margin pays SOFR plus 2.36% with a 12-year tenor. UKEF has closed its largest ever sovereign transaction in sub-Saharan Africa for a guarantee on a $448 million loan for the government of Angola that will support improvements to sanitation, water supplies, storm drainage and other critical infrastructure in the Benguela region. British exporter Innovo Group was able to secure the contract as a result of UKEF's backing, and Standard Chartered led the transaction as MLA and bookrunner. In commodities, a number of new critical mineral projects have made progress in securing financing. Santander has been named as MLA for both the Monte do Carmo gold projects in Brazil and the Lagoa Salgada polymetallic mine in Portugal, both of which will likely benefit from UKEF support, and the financing package for each is expected to reach up to $175 million. Elsewhere, Arafura Rare Earths has received indicative support from Kexim for $150 million towards the Nolans project in Australia's Northern Territory. This could arrive as a mixture of direct loans and guarantees across two tranches. Arafura has already received letters of interest from Export Development Canada, Euler Hermes and Export Finance Australia for its neodymium praseodymium project. Lukoil, the Russian petroleum company, is considering the sale of assets in Bulgaria, including the Neftohim Burgas oil refinery. The company owns a distribution network of around 220 petrol stations and 9 oil depots across the country. Bulgaria is committed to ending imports from Russia by March 2024, a move that would force the Neftohim refinery to seek alternative sources of fuel. That's all for now, folks. Don't forget, you can subscribe to our weekly news podcast through your usual podcast provider. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia. Thanks for listening and have a great Christmas.